Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 13th September 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a drastic decline in daily COVID-19 cases, with 16,073 in the last 24 hours. Sarawak leads with 3,522 infections, followed by Johor with 2,030 and Selangor with 1,947. Sabah registered 1,649 cases, followed by Penang, Kedah, Kelantan, Perak, Pahang, Terengganu, Kuala Lumpur, Melaka, Negeri Sembilan, Perlis, Putrajaya and Labuan. The intensive care unit bed capacity for coronavirus patients stood at 83% and for non-ICU beds at 75% as at 5 p.m. yesterday. Meanwhile, Terengganu Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Dr. Ahmad Samsuri Mokhtar said about 100 teachers in Terengganu refused to get COVID-19 vaccine shots. Ahmad Samsuri said, at the moment, the only approach is to further convince them to accept the vaccination as there is no regulation or law to provide any action on them. A warning has been issued to Japanese citizens in Malaysia over possible terrorist threats in Southeast Asia, the Japanese embassy in Kuala Lumpur confirmed earlier today. The Japanese Foreign Affairs Ministry had issued an advisory to all of its citizens in Indonesia, the Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand and Myanmar to stay away from religious facilities and other crowded areas. On the international front, New Zealand's largest city of Auckland will remain in lockdown to beat the spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant, while Australia will expand its vaccination drive to include around 1 million children aged 12 to 15. Over the weekend, North Korea test-fired a new long-range cruise missile, which the United States said the nuclear-armed country is threatening its neighbours and beyond. The test launch that took place yesterday travelled 1,500 kilometres on two-hour flight paths, including a figure of eight patterns above North Korea and its territorial waters to hit their targets. South Africa announces plans to introduce COVID-19 vaccine passports amid a widespread scepticism of the jab ahead of an easing of movement restrictions this week. President Cyril Ramaphosa stressed that an immunized adult population is key to fully reopening the economy and avoiding a fourth infection wave. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.